Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And also, just a reminder, we are a live program today. You can give us a call. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events, you can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we're going to be talking also today about today being Good Friday. We're going to look at the timing of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ and a few other things as they come up here this afternoon. Let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray that you would bless, help us to with the topic today as we look at the crucifixion of our Lord. We just pray that we'd understand, Lord, and as we look at these topics, that the most important thing to understand is that Jesus Christ came into this world as God manifested in the flesh, that he was born, that he lived a perfect life, that he willingly went to the cross where he sacrificed himself and shed his blood to pay for our sins, that he was buried and rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. And that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, shall be saved. Father, bless now, we pray, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, good to be with you here this afternoon, and we are coming to the last portions of what we call sometimes the Holy Week or the Passion Week. Passion because we call it the Passion of Christ, the suffering that he went through as he was betrayed and then crucified, and then, of course, the glories of the resurrection then. And we're working, of course, through this week, looking forward to celebrating on Sunday the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so today becomes a question, and it comes up every year, and we try to address this. And since we're on the air on Good Friday, thought this is a good a time as any to talk about this. And let me interject as well at this point that on Sunday night's program, of course, we're on the air here every Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2, and then we're here on this same station, 1220, on Sunday nights from 11 o'clock until midnight. And this Sunday night, I'm hoping to talk at least a little bit about the word Easter, the name Easter. Where did that name come from? Is it a pagan word? Should Christians refer to Sunday that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Should we refer to that as Easter, or is that wrong? And a lot of people do not use the term or do not like the term Easter. They use instead the phrase the resurrection Sunday, and that's a perfectly fine way to refer to it. But the question that we're going to look at Sunday night is using the phrase Easter wrong? So that's something we're going to look at. But we're also hopefully today going to talk a little bit about what day Jesus Christ was crucified on. And so that's thought to be a good thing as we lead into this. And of course, and appreciate Pastor Lutz's program here in the previous half hour. He brought up a passage here that I'll start with as well in Matthew chapter 12, where Jesus is talking to certain of the scribes and the Pharisees, and they ask to see a sign. And so Jesus responds in verses 39-40, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And this brings up a series of questions here. And the problem that originally got me thinking about this, as I've mentioned before, is that you just cannot get 3 days and three nights between Friday and Sunday. And I understand the idea of counting a part of the day as a whole day, and we do that all the time. And so you have Friday day, that's one day. Friday night, that's one night. Saturday day, that's 2 days. And Saturday night, that's now two nights. And then you have Sunday day, that gives you 3 days, but you see, you can't get that third night in there. And so that's what we're going to look at a little bit here, and some things happening here. The problem is what to do with that third night. Now, if Jesus was crucified on Friday, here's what we have. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, in verse number 22, the Bible says, "When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him." Now, did you catch what he's saying there in Deuteronomy chapter 18? If somebody claims to be a prophet, if they claim to speak in the name of the Lord, and they prophesy that something's going to happen, and that thing does not happen, he says the Lord hath not spoken it. And he also says the Lord is, or the prophet has spoken presumptuously, and you're not to be afraid of him, which means you're not supposed to worry about anything more that he says. So if Jesus prophesied that he would be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and he wasn't, you can see where my concern is. He would be running afoul of the test of a prophet in Deuteronomy chapter 18, and he would have spoken something in the name of the Lord because he represented himself as the Lord in flesh, and it did not come to pass. He was only in the grave 3 days and two nights. Then he would have spoken presumptuously, and we're not to be afraid of him, not to pay attention to anything more he has to say. So that would be a problem. Now, here's some of the things that we have to look at here. In a couple of passages, it seems to indicate that it was on a Friday, because in the various passages, such as Luke 23 and John 19, I think it's John 19, 31 in particular, it tells us that Jesus was crucified on the day before the Sabbath. And that would seem to be proof positive, because Friday at sundown starts the weekly Sabbath. John 19, verse 31, though, says this: "The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation, the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day." And then John puts this in for our information here: "For that Sabbath was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away." So this indicates for us that there's a second Sabbath that week, the high Sabbath, and this would be the Passover Sabbath. And then there was a day after that when they had time to get ready before the weekly Sabbath. And if you're keeping track, that means two Sabbaths that we had, because the Jewish leaders went to Pilate after the Passover to make sure of the tomb. So that would give us Jesus being crucified on Wednesday afternoon, which must have been the 14th of Nisan on the Jewish calendar. And ironically, if that's the case, that may put the crucifixion around about the year 31 AD, depending on how close the calendar at that time was to today. And he would have been in the tomb Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. That's our three nights. He would have been in the tomb Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 3 days. So we have 3 days and three nights, which means the resurrection would have taken place on the first day of the week, which began not early Sunday morning, but at sunset on Saturday night. That's the way the Jews reckoned the calendar, or the days, from sunset to sunset. The first day of the week started at sunset. And that would fit it in nicely there. And we'll talk about this some more, but we've got some callers calling in, and we've got Bruce calling in. And Bruce, welcome to the program today.
Hello, Pastor Al. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. How are you today?
I think you got it right. I believe that Christ was crucified on Wednesday.
Yeah,
and
I
the
think
first,
so.
Thursday was the first day of unleavened bread, which was an annual Sabbath. And he hung on the cross on Wednesday from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6th to the 9th hour.
Mm-hmm.
He was put in a grave, you know, before sunset.
Right.
Because they didn't want to do any work on the annual Sabbath. And he arose late on the Sabbath, on Saturday, just mm-hmm. before dawn, just before, sunset. So he'd have been a full 3 days and three
Or after
nights,
sunset.
Just like he said he was.
Yeah, after sunset on Saturday. So it would be the first day of the week, yeah. And
well, I believe it was just before,
Or right about that time frame.
Late in the Sabbath, just before sunset.
Yeah. And again, the key is getting 3 days and three nights in there, because Jesus said specifically he'd be 3 days and three nights.
It makes him out to be a liar. And,
if he wasn't in the grave 3 days and three nights, then he couldn't have been God in the flesh, because he would have not been telling the truth.
And as far as Resurrection Sunday, did you know the Passover is April 22nd? I mean,
this year
on the wrong day.
Yeah, this year the Passover is, April 22nd, yeah.
And Easter is totally pagan,
Well,
actually, I wish I could read this over the air, but
yeah, let me interject in that. The idea that Easter is a pagan name, okay, there's some pagan practices. I mean, for instance, the bunny and the eggs and all of that. But the name Easter actually did not come from Ishtar. That's a common misconception. I believe that myself. Easter actually comes from the Saxon word Oster, which comes from a Germanic word that referred to the dawning of the new day, which they used in reference to the Resurrection Sunday. So we're going to talk about that Sunday night.
Easter goes all the way back to the flood, back to Nimrod and Semiramis.
Yeah, you're talking about the pagan practices that have been incorporated on Easter. Yeah.
She was a fertility goddess, and in Jeremiah 44, they baked cakes to her, and
absolutely.
Hot cross buns they do.
And they even had the 40 days of Lent with the 40 days of mourning for Tammuz.
Easter didn't come in until the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Yeah, but again, like I said, we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and
I'll tell you what, you're celebrating it on the wrong day.
Well, just like with the birthday of Christ, the fact is that Jesus rose from the dead.
Yeah, okay? That's true.
And that's important. If he didn't rise from the dead, then we have no salvation. And we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ every Sunday. And
Easter is tied into the spring equinox, just like Christmas is tied into the winter solstice.
I understand
that. The first Sunday after the spring... spring equinox.
Yeah, I understand that. Like I said, we're going to get into the
Passover, which is totally different.
Easter is not the Passover, and the celebration of the resurrection of Christ is not the Passover. So we're gonna save that conversation for Sunday night, because I'll have more material on that. Right now, I was looking at spending more time on the actual timeline that we have here showing that Jesus couldn't have been crucified on Friday.
It says in Daniel 9:27, he was cut off in the middle of the week, or Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't crucified on Friday.
Yeah, he was not crucified on Friday. You're absolutely correct. So
you're right on with that.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. And again, the important thing is, like he said, he fulfilled his prophecy. 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And he rose again, victorious over sin and death. So appreciate that right there. And like I said, we'll talk more about Easter. And as our caller brought up, there's a number of pagan things that have been incorporated into the Easter holiday. And we will be talking about that on Sunday night and looking at some of these things. And again, as we're looking at this here, and let me remind you too that you can find some of this information. I have an article on our website called What Day Was Jesus Crucified On? And you can find that on our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And again, looking at this week here, some people say that Wednesday would have been a conflict there. And again, that's because a lot of people have this idea that Jesus rose Sunday morning at sunrise, which, of course, the Bible doesn't really say that either. And we'll look at a couple of things here. But again, looking at some of these events, we have to realize that as Jesus traveled into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, that is the day that he borrowed the donkey and he walked in or rode in, and people cried, Hosanna. And he entered into the temple and he looked around and he headed back to Bethany where he stayed the night there. And then as he returned from Bethany the next morning, there was a fig tree that he curses along the way, and he also weeps over Jerusalem. And try to put some of these events together here in this little article, what day was Jesus crucified on, because the Gospels kind of mix some of these things up a little bit here. And something that I found interesting is that when you read, for instance, in Matthew, I believe it is, chapter 21, it seems to imply that Jesus cleanses the temple on Palm Sunday. But when you read in Mark chapter 11, it becomes very clear that he leaves and then he returns back to the temple. And in Mark chapter 11, on Monday, he cleanses the temple. He chases out the money changers and all of that. And he spends some time teaching in the temple, and then he goes back to Bethany that evening, and then the next morning when they return on Tuesday morning, that's when the disciples notice and they comment on the fig tree being dried up, and Jesus gives some teaching on prayer to the disciples as they head into Jerusalem. And then on Tuesday, he debates with the scribes and the Pharisees, the Herodians, the Sadducees, different ones like that came up, challenged him on various things. And it's believed that someday, probably on Tuesday afternoon, that Judas Iscariot probably met with the chief priests and agreed with them to betray Christ. And Jesus and his disciples on Tuesday talk about the temple buildings, and then later in the day, they head up onto the Mount of Olives. And again, as I've mentioned from time to time, when you look at timekeeping in the ancient world, you have to remember that the Jewish day starts at sunset, and it runs from sunset till sunset rather than midnight to midnight like ours does. And in keeping track of the hours of the day, the sunrise, no matter what time of the year it was, when you saw the sun come up in the morning, that was reckoned to be 6 o'clock in the morning. When the sun was at its highest point in the sky, that was reckoned to be noon or 12 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock in the evening, that would be when the sun set. And again, that was regardless of the time of the year. You know, we understand, especially living in the temperate zones, that the days are longer in the summer and shorter in the winter, and the nights are longer in the winter and shorter in the summer. And that's because of the angle of the sun and the tilt of the earth and all of that. But in terms of keeping track of the time, you just went by where you saw the sun. They didn't have clocks. They didn't have those means that we have today. And so, excuse me, the first hour of the day would have been 6 in the morning, and the day on Tuesday, as the sun went down, even though it was Tuesday, the next day started as the sun went down, and that's when Jesus and his disciples returned back into Jerusalem in order to observe what became known as the Last Supper. And that supper would have been observed on the day of the preparation of the Passover. Now, the Passover lamb would have been slain I was reading an article that suggests that, and this is an article for Christians to understand, Jewish teachings and traditions. And the question was, did Passover begin on the 14th of Nisan or the 15th of Nisan? And they believe that, and they give an explanation dealing with the Passover in Egypt, as well as the time that the Passover was being observed when they had the temple. And they say that the Passover lambs were killed during the afternoon hours of the 14th of Nisan in regards to the commandment in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5, that in the first day of the 14th of the month, and they say it was between the evenings, and they use that from the Hebrew phrase, that's the Passover of the Lord, and that's when they're supposed to slay the Passover lamb. Between the evenings, they said, means when the sun begins to set, which would be after 12, and when the sun actually goes down, which would be 6 o'clock in the evening, sunset. And see, after 12, the sun begins its descent in the sky. So that would mean the Passover lambs were slain that afternoon. Well, guess what? On that Wednesday, Jesus was taken, and he was beaten, he was tried, he was condemned to be crucified, and he was put upon the cross in the early morning, and he died on the cross at 3 p.m., and that would be the ninth hour of the day, and that would be between the evenings in the Hebrew idiom, which would make it between noon and between sunset. 3 o'clock is halfway between noon and sunset. Excuse me. So at the very time that Jesus was being crucified on the cross, they would have been killing the Passover lambs in preparation for the Passover supper that would have been observed after sunset. And of course, once sunset occurred, it would still be Wednesday, but it would now be the 15th of Nisan, and it would be a high Sabbath, as Paul pointed out, calling it a high Sabbath. And so he would have been in the tomb by the time that high Sabbath occurred. And this is in keeping with the fact that Jesus was called out by John the Baptist as, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." This actually is in fulfillment of the sign that was given to the shepherds that when Jesus was born, where they said that that the Savior was born, and you would find him lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. Well, those shepherds were Levitical priests that were tasked with overseeing the birth of lambs that would be certified to be used for Passover sacrifices. They would inspect the lambs as they were born, and they would and make sure that they had no discolored hairs, that they were not deformed in some way, that everything about them was perfect. And the lambs that passed their inspection, they would wrap up in a cloth, and they would lay it essentially in a manger and set it aside so that it could be it would not be injured, and it would not be mixed in with the other ones. These lambs were to be raised to be Passover lambs. And when they went, and they went into Jerusalem, and they saw the baby Jesus lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, looking like they wrapped the lambs that were to be certified for Passover, you can see where that had been assigned to them. And so Jesus is our Passover lamb. Even Abraham told his son Isaac, when Isaac said, "Where's the sacrifice?" And he said, "God will provide himself a lamb." And he did. He provided himself a lamb in the person of himself. And so Jesus Christ went to the cross, and he died as our Passover lamb. And with his blood, he paid the penalty for our sin. And then, in accordance with the scripture, he was buried in a tomb, and in a rich man's tomb. He wasn't thrown into the valley with the trash and the debris and the unclean bodies of criminals and things. He was laid in a rich man's tomb, Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. And prior to sunset, the Passover Sabbath took place on the 15th of Nisan that week. And then after sunset on Thursday, or sometime on Friday morning, the Jewish leaders went to Pilate, and they begged him to seal the tomb. And probably in that time, the women went to the market and bought spices to anoint the body of Jesus. Then they hurried to prepare for the weekly Sabbath that it started Friday at sunset. And when that Sabbath ended on Saturday at sunset, then Jesus rose from the dead. And when they came Sunday morning, they found an empty tomb. When the angel rolled the stone away, Jesus was already gone because he had risen on Saturday. Well, we're out of time. And of course, the risen Savior is why we have salvation today. God bless. Join us next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.